Welcome to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to Frank Reynolds, an attorney with the Foster Swift Law Firm in Lansing. Good evening, Frank. How are you?
Good evening, Cheryl. I'm well. Thank you.
I wanted to talk to you about a case that got a lot of notoriety at the time last fall about an Army sergeant who ended up in some trouble with the law. And it looks like we're coming to a good resolution on the case. Perhaps you could give us a little bit of the backstory first.
Well, we've resolved our state case. We're still fighting with the Army on the issue of his separation. That's another story. But basically, Sergeant Eifert is a combat veteran with two tours in combat tours in Iraq. In 2007, he was diagnosed with PTSD, and he also had some physical injuries as a result as well. So he's had both physical and some mental issues as a result of what he experienced while in Iraq. He had made requests for help. He sought out help from the VA. On the day of the incident, what happened was he was firing off shots in his backyard out in Okemos, Michigan. The police were called. A SWAT team arrived. They believed that he was shooting at them. Basically, what happened was he was attempting to commit suicide by police or suicide by cop. He had called his command and said on that day, and said, "I'm having some severe problems." The two people came and from his unit, from his command, and picked him up in Mason, and they were going to transport him to the VA hospital in, to deal with the problems he was experiencing. Earlier that day, several things occurred that he just had a really hard time dealing with. One of which was talking to his brother, who's deployed in Afghanistan. He was drinking. On the way to the hospital, he said, "I would like to stop and see my wife." He was advised that wasn't going to happen. An argument ensued. He got the keys to his own car from the officer that was driving it and left and went home to Okemos. So he's been dealing with problems with PTSD and probably TBI as well, and alcohol abuse. And that was an ongoing problem that he needed to have help dealing with. And that's what he was trying to do on that day. I think he felt betrayed and ended up firing off all these rounds, which obviously there are consequences for that kind of behavior, and he's dealing with those right now. So we've resolved the criminal case through the Veterans Court in East Lansing, and I'll talk about that in a minute. And now the Army is attempting to discharge him dishonorably, which means he's going to be without any benefits. His JAG officer, Captain Jason Ballard from Fort Knox, and I have filed a motion for a reconsideration and asking that he be able to do a conditional waiver of an administrative separation board in exchange for a general under honorable conditions discharge. That way he's going to be eligible for benefits to continue with his treatment.
So you are getting some support from at least somebody in the Army for the honorable discharge under a general rule.
Well, he was appointed a defense attorney.
Okay.
And it would be much like in a criminal case, you can be appointed a defense attorney. This is his defense counsel.
I see.
And there will be, obviously there's an attorney for the government that will be arguing otherwise. So a week ago, we filed a fairly comprehensive brief, and we're hoping that we'll be able to get somebody's attention and get the kind of relief that I think this man deserves.
Well, and he, as you alluded to, he'd been asking for help with the post-traumatic stress and alcohol needs in those areas. He'd been asking for help, hadn't he?
That is correct. And, he was diagnosed on more than one occasion with the PTSD. And I think part of the problem is with the military, I'm learning a lot as we go. I'm not, really a military law attorney.
But you're a good attorney, so therefore you're going to learn as you go.
Well, I'll tell you, we are learning a bunch, and I'm learning about the tension between the Army and the VA. I'm learning how frustrating it is when you can't get an answer to things. And when seemingly somebody who has served their country like that, and on two occasions to go off to combat, come back with injuries as a result of that, And then, you know, to get to this point where, you know, the Army wants to discharge him dishonorably, I've got a real problem with that.
And that would entail, as you mentioned earlier, I just want to make sure people understand, that would entail losing all benefits from the Army and from his service.
Yeah, and that's the kind of thing that we're working on. You know, his family is dealing with it, but they're having a problem. You know, they're looking at a potential foreclosure. Their bills are stacking up. They've struggled through this long process. And a couple things happened. We're working through the Veterans Court, which is in 54B in East Lansing with Judge David Jordan. And it's a specialized court that deals with veterans. We're kind of unusual in our case because Sergeant Eifert is active duty at the moment. And I was able to persuade the court to take him in because that's the appropriate place to deal with his issues. The Veterans Court, which I'm learning about too because this is my first case there, is incredible. It's a very comprehensive program. The first thing that happened when we got into the Veterans Court was Sergeant Eifert was assigned a mentor. His mentor, great guy, Sergeant Major Dunkel, is also a combat veteran with a Bronze Star. And the importance of that is I could sit and talk with my client, but I couldn't appreciate what he'd been through because I haven't been through that myself. And with the mentor there, those guys talk about things, they understand things that I'm really clueless about, and is a really good, solid mentor for my client. In addition, I discovered the VA outreach program through an office in Ann Arbor, and I'm working with a woman whose name is Melody Powers, and I asked her if she would come to East Lansing so I could introduce her to the Veterans Court judge. She did, and now she's working with the court, and she goes around and works with law enforcement agencies, courts, dealing with the issue of PTSD. How do you recognize it? What are the things that you need to do to deal with it? And then she, in turn, helped me meet Dr. Brooke Pope from the Battle Creek VA facility, and I ended up making arrangements to have Sergeant Eifert admitted into that program. And in Battle Creek, they've got probably one of the best programs in the country. It's a dual-track program, so they're treating the PTSD, but they're also treating the alcohol abuse. And so he'll be completing that program shortly, and then he'll go into a residential program through the VA in Ann Arbor. And once again, we had some issues with that because the VA is not where an active duty person would normally go. Mm-hmm. The Army has other facilities. There's some down in Fort Knox that would be available too. This one I liked because of the dual track. So we're dealing with a lot of different issues, and I think things really lightened up for the family yesterday when we were able to get that piece taken care of.
Because he was facing some pretty serious charges, and being able to go through this court system that focuses on taking care of him instead of just punishment, the system looks different, doesn't it?
It does. And there are consequences.
Oh,
make
definitely.
No mistake about it. I mean, he entered his plea to a felony count, and, you know, he's going to have to deal with that. And there's going to be, you know, he was incarcerated for quite a length of time before we got to this point. Where I was able to get things put in place, so he had a place to go. And with the Veterans Court, everybody that works within that court system, the Veterans Court system, understands there's some specialized needs here. And they have people that will help with the civil things that happen. And yesterday when we were in court, Heather Spielmaker from Cooley Law School was there, and Cooley has a major program here in Michigan, and they just started it in Florida, providing pro bono legal services for returning soldiers.
Yes, I've had her on the show as well.
And so having her involved in that, you know, I'm finding out where the network is, which makes it easier for me to be able to say to my current client, future clients, here are some of the things that you can expect. Here are some places you can go for help.
Well, this program, as you said, is a pretty amazing program. Is Sergeant Eifert feeling some relief and feeling like he's in the right place? He's gonna pay for, you know, pay the consequences, as you said, of what occurred. But the direction looks sunnier.
Absolutely. Just since the time that he's been in the treatment program at the VA hospital in Battle Creek, it's remarkable the difference. He looks better. He sounds better. He's in a more comfortable state. They've got between the treatment and the medications that they've prescribed, he's a totally different person. And so now we're at a point where the Veterans Court will guide his progress as he continues to, you know, have his treatment and heal.
Well, it's exceptional. I did like your quote in the State Journal yesterday, Frank, where you said we owe them more than too bad you have a problem. They're not throwaways. So I think that was entirely appropriate. He's lucky to have you as an attorney.
Well, I'm pleased to be able to do it. You know, I feel really good about it. And I've been working with Assistant Prosecuting Attorney Guy Sweet. Guy is the Veterans Court prosecutor. He's the assistant assigned to that court. And it was remarkable working with him. And he, of course, discussed this with Mr. Dunnings. And I think they recognized that we had a situation that we really needed to take a very special look at, and I think for those very reasons. And so in that sense, it's been really, really great working with him on this case. Not that we don't have our arguments from time to time, but they don't always see things my way. But in this case, they're doing a good thing.
Absolutely. Well, you are too, Frank, and I appreciate your time this evening. And thank you so much for going through this process with us, and we'll look forward to following it through further.
Very well. Thanks, Cheryl.
Thank you very much. We've been speaking with attorney Frank Reynolds with the Foster Swift Law Firm in Lansing. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.